Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy DeMars. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Ostrowski. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Joe Ostrowski. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars takes first base on ball four. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreaux for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ostrowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Ostrowski. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Arft moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Arft moves to third. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arft scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arft bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Wood moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wood moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to home to get Wood. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend strikes out. One out. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Ostrowski strikes out. Two outs. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wood reaches second base with a double. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. Arft moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arft scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Ostrowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMars. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cocos. Doby reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cocos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball towards right. Wood catches it and throws to home to double up Boudreau. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeMars takes first base on ball 4. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DeMars moves to second. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 3 in the game. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to third for the out. Cocos moves to second. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau catches it and throws to second to double up Cocos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Cocos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cocos throws the ball into Friend who tags Berardino, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hegan scores. It's 4-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Rozek now pitching. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Arft. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Arf steals second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Friend hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arf scores. It's 5-1, Browns. Joe Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Ostrowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive towards short. DeMars reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. DeMars takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kokos bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. DeMars moves to second. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.